We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This podcast is presented by David Lowen Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM. From the Edmore Sawgrass Buick GMC Studios. Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is Hockman and Crowder on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
Are we at the point yet where everyone can stop complaining about Thursday night football?
We should be.
Because I said that a few weeks ago. I go, you know, everyone, you're going to complain and complain and complain, and one day they're going to take it off the schedule. They're going to go, here. And then we won't have Thursday night games, which, A, I don't even care if they're crappy. I like Thursday night football. And, B, the game last night was unbelievable. That's my kind of football game. It is score, 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 score. That's like a heavyweight boxing match, right? Where you're taking the best punches from one another.
It's crazy because look at the lineup on Sunday. There's going to be a terrible game.
Of course.
But everybody just, they let it go. But if it's Thursday, oh, now this
Thursday
is because of the scheduling.
Football ruining the game.
This time of year, you should be able to play football. Week one Thursday night, maybe, because now you're just getting in the swing of things.
I give you that.
We're a month and a half in. If y'all aren't ready to play ball, you shouldn't be in the NFL. Games are good.
Stop complaining about Thursday night football. Last two games have been good, and I don't want Thursday night football to disappear. I would be happy if they added Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Friday night as well. Though last night, I was all over the place. I had Thursday night football, Chiefs, Raiders, very entertaining. Cubs and Dodgers were playing. Dodgers advanced to the World Series.
That game wasn't good very long.
No, it was not.
7-0?
Yeah, it was five-run inning, yeah.
I told you, I'll watch me some playoff baseball.
Yeah, especially, I would have loved to seen Yankees-Cubs. To me, Yankees-Dodgers would be great as well. So I hope, and not that I'm a Yankees fan, but Yankees-Dodgers, to me, that is a great World Series.
Oh, yes, and the Yankees being relevant again, that's the team you want to be relevant.
Yes,
that's the World Series,
Aaron Judge, you know, that's what I'm rooting for.
That damn Kershaw.
And then you had OKC's game last night where you get to watch Russ and Melo and Paul George in their debut, and then the late game, Lonzo Ball, who, by the way, I knew this. I knew Patrick Beverley was going to just try to roughhouse that guy.
Little boy.
Absolutely. And he's, you know, making a statement. And I thought it was pretty similar. Remember when Jeremy Lin, Linsanity, was going on and he came to play the Heat? It was Knicks and Heat. I think it may have even been a nationally televised game. And it was at the height of Linsanity. And it was like the Heat put on a clinic on shutting him down.
Yes.
Put on a clinic. I think it was Mario Chalmers, to be quite honest there. But last night, Patrick Beverley, he's a crazy man, Patrick Beverley. He'll get in anybody's face.
You knew he was going to
shut down Lonzo Ball.
Oh, yeah. We talked about it when all the stuff was going on with LeVar. LeVar going on dancing, big baller brand, talking he can beat Jordan, talking about his son. He knew his son was going to be a Laker when he was a baby. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite quotes ever. I'm going to steal a line from T.I. He has an alligator mouth with a hummingbird ass. His dad is talking all this trash, but Melo has to back it up.
Lonzo
has to back it up.
And he's
with
not
his
even
play.
That kind of guy. He's not like, and he's not verbose. Like he's like, you saw him last night. He was quiet.
His dad's talking the trash that Lonzo's butt has to back up. And I don't know. Nobody knows honestly if he can do it. But his dad painted him as the next coming of Michael Jordan.
Yep.
So those shoes he has to fill with his dad's words. He can't have a hummingbird ass now because everybody, and I agree with Patrick Beverley. He said after the game, people are going to come at you because of what your dad put out in the media. So just expect that.
Yep. And he's got to expect that. Now, not everybody has the same kind of tenacity that a Patrick Beverley does, but Patrick Beverley kind of showed you where the barometer is on letting Lonzo Ball do anything this season. So
he just ran up on him and pushed him to the ground the first time.
That was great.
I love that.
Like, here's how I'm going to defend you.
And then held his hand up like nobody knew he fouled him.
That's me.
Pat, we know you fouled this man. You mushed him in his face.
So there was a ton of stuff going on last night. So we got to get to a whole bunch of stuff today. It's a Dolphins Friday on the radio station. Rashad Jones is going to join us shortly. Rashad Jones, he balled out last weekend.
Back-to-back weekends.
He was great in the Tennessee game, great in the Atlanta game, had the interception at the end of the Atlanta game that sealed it. So I'm excited to talk to him because first game or two, you were like, what happened to Rashad Jones?
Yes, and I'm going to ask him about, did it have something to do with the defense? Going from Vance Joseph to Matt Burke, and Matt Burke kind of swung me in that Atlanta game. I want to ask Rashad, like, what's the difference in his defense? Because I was not overly happy with Rashad's play in game one and two. But then he picked it up in these last 2 weeks. I was amazed. I'm asking that flat out. How are you always around the ball? Are you doing your job? Because there's no way you're always around the ball.
You remember what happened when we came on Monday? I said it was like Fast Times at Ridgemont High where the character Forrest Whitaker plays, Jefferson, and it's a high school football game, but it's just a montage of Jefferson on the tackle, Jefferson on the stop, Jefferson on the, and it's just Jefferson, 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 Jefferson. That's how that Falcons game felt. Wherever you looked, Rashad Jones, interception, Rashad Jones. So something happened from the first 2 weeks to the next 3 weeks.
He's making his all-pro push, not Pro Bowl now, all-pro push, and leading a pretty good damn defense down the line. Rashad's playing out of his mind right now, and it's going to take that. If their offense continues to struggle early, especially, the defense has to keep him in it. Rashad has to continue to play at a high level to keep the Dolphins in the games, but I would expect him to do it because it seems like whatever he figured out in these last 2 weeks, him and Matt Burke together, it is working like a charm.
So Rashad Jones is going to join us shortly. We're also going to talk some Hurricanes today. This is interesting to me. Hurricanes are now 17-point favorites over Syracuse. That's a big line, man. We haven't...
Number 17 against an unranked?
No, I get it, but Syracuse is coming off a win against Clemson in prime time, by the way, so it's not like they wilted under a national exposure. Not that I think Syracuse is going to beat UM, but man, after the Florida State, the Georgia Tech game, to be favored by 17 points, like someone in Vegas is believing in the Hurricanes or not believing in Syracuse. But today, we'll bring on Goldie at some point. Steve Goldstein, he went to Syracuse. I've been railing all week that the Syracuse media, you know, it's the, you hear Trump complaining about the mainstream media or the fake news or whatever. The way he feels about CNN and ABC and NBC, that's the way I feel about the Syracuse media.
You hate them.
So I understand a little bit where you're like, you know, where does this misplaced anger come from? And then I go, oh, yeah, I feel that way about the Syracuse sports media. They can't, with their orange.
There's no way they're confident. There's no way Goldie comes on and talks trash about the Syracuse football program.
He's not representative of the real Syracuse media. Like, he's a little more pragmatic than most, you know. And then, you know, basketball, and they don't make the tournament, and this is Syracuse. And, what do you mean? Doesn't matter what we do in the regular season. There's something about Syracuse media. I said at the beginning of the week, what did I call this week, Falero? You remember what I called it? It
was Week of Destruction?
The Week of Destruction. I did it on Monday, and now I'm bringing it back on Friday. I forgot Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. But I said this is a Week of Destruction for New York, right? Because Hurricanes have Syracuse tomorrow. Dolphins have the Jets on Sunday. This is the official Week of Destruction.
Both favorites.
And they're both favorites. How about that? How about them apples? They're
and
both
the big,
favorites.
The big apple.
Oh, yeah, apples? There you go. I didn't even realize that I was doing that. All right, it's a Dolphins Friday. I see that looks like Rashad Jones is calling in, so we can probably speak with him for a moment. And then Steve Goldstein will join us later on. Jamie Eisenberg with Fantasy Football. Ira Winderman's going to join us today. We'll talk some Miami Heat with him. Always enjoy that. Brandon Lang, our prognosticating friend, he's back with us today. Dave Wannstedt Friend of the radio station. He's going to join us today. Wani. Always love talking to Wani. All right. Rashad Jones joins us now as part of our Dolphins Friday, presented by Lou Backroad Coconut Creek Chevrolet, your Silverado headquarters on 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway in Coconut Creek, or online at coconutcreekchevy.com. Find new roads. Also, before I bring on Rashad, I mentioned this last week. Who joined us last week? Was it Cordray Tankersley that joined us last week? I can't even remember.
It was Cordray last week.
May have been. It was Vincent Taylor? It was Vincent Taylor.
Was 2 weeks ago.
We had offensive line questions, and there was Vincent Taylor for us. If you're interested in playing like the Miami Dolphins at Hard Rock Stadium, you can join the Bud Light Flag Football League. Rec teams of all skill levels, ages 21 and up, play throughout Miami and Broward with the championship playoff at Hard Rock Stadium. Winners not only get bragging rights, but an after party stocked full of Bud Light. So sign up now at dolphins.com/Bud Light Flag Football. dolphins.com/Bud Light Flag Football. Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, talk with Rashad Jones. Hello, Rashad.
How you doing?
Hey, we must have played the highlight of your interception a dozen times on Monday and Tuesday combined. That had to feel good on Sunday, yeah?
Yeah, it felt great, man. It felt great. Hometown win, big win for us, team win. We needed it.
And Sean, what happened to you the last 2 weeks, bro? Because you started out slow. You out there, you know, making some tackles, but I'm talking about fumble recoveries for touchdowns. I think you had, what, 2 fumble recoveries, Tennessee, the interception to seal the game. What happened the last 2 weeks where you seemed like you were around the ball every single play?
I mean, that's what I do, Carl. You know what I mean? I'm just getting more comfortable, you know, coming off of shoulder surgery, 2 major shoulder surgeries last year, which I couldn't finish the season. So, you know, just playing, being back and playing for a while. That's as long as I've been out of football for a while. So, you know, it was just getting the game reps and getting more comfortable. And now I'm getting back to myself, and I'm feeling more comfortable each and every week.
And with Vance Joseph obviously going to be the head coach at Denver Broncos, and you played well last year, All-Pro last year. Going out there now with Matt Burke, was there a difference? Was there a transition that y'all had to make with Matt Burke calling the defense, or is he really calling Vance's stuff still?
Oh, yeah, we basically running the same defense, man. You know, him and VJ was good friends, close buddies. And, you know, it's basically the same stuff, just a little tweaks and a little different terminology. But for the most part, man, we run the same defense.
Rashad Jones is with us on this Dolphins Friday. It's been a crazy season, but you guys now have put together a 2-game win streak, and you're trying to make that 3 on Sunday against the Jets. Do you feel like things are moving in the right direction right now?
I think we got to get better, man. It's some things that we need to improve on. I think we got the ball rolling in the right direction. You know, we got a tough division opponent coming in. It's a good challenge for us, man. But with the good week of practice and the preparation that our coach done prepared us with, man, I think we'll be fine. I think we'll be ready for the challenge.
And from the outside looking in, bro, we could tell a difference when Timmons got in there with Kiko and big Ray Malaluga guy. I call him Fat Ray.
I was just
going to
say, don't call him Big Ray because Rashad is on. Call him what you call him.
Rashad knows me. You know, everybody got a nickname. Fat Ray out there, Rashad, but Timmons comes back and gets comfortable. And then Kiko's out there. Could you tell a difference on the field when those 3 guys got out there together?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, bro. I think we got one of the best front 7 in all of football, man, but – you know, those 3 linebackers, they're veteran guys. They played a lot of football in this league. They LT been to a couple of Super Bowls. So those guys know how to get it done. They know what it looked like. And they're monsters playing in front of me, man. It makes my job a lot easier.
How would Ray Malaluga feel about Crowder calling him Fat Ray consistently on the show? Would he have a problem with that?
He probably laugh it off, man. Ray know he big as shit.
Oh, we got to dump that. Hold on a second.
He came with that gut out, man. When I saw that gut, Rashad, I said, yeah, I got to get this man a nickname.
Do we still have Rashad on? And okay, because you can't curse on the air, Rashad. I know what Crowder does. Crowder brings out the cursing and everybody. But you can't curse on the air. Rashad Jones is with us on the Dolphins Friday. You talk about having some veteran guys there. What about some of the young guys like Cordray Tankersley? Crowder especially, been impressed with his play.
He's coming along, man. Getting better, man. He still have a ways to go, you know. Making rookie mistakes like we all made, but man, he's been a valuable piece for us. Now he's helped us, you know, in the back end when guys drop off, when guys went down, or whatever the case may be. I think the guy he still has, like I said, he still has a long way to go, but he's getting better each and every week, man.
And with both of them young guys, man, can they be the future of this, you know, of the secondary? Obviously, locking you in and giving you your bread, you're the future of the secondary. But Xavier and Howard, man, and like Hawk said, I love Cordre Tankersley, man. He's so aggressive. Watch him at Clemson. Always want to be chest-to-chest, you know, man-to-man on people. Can those guys develop into a dominant duo in the NFL?
I think they can, man. It's all on those two guys, man. They've been putting the work in. They've been preparing. You know, and I've been doing as much as I can to help those guys out be successful, as well as our staff and other veteran guys. But I think those guys can be the future, man. X is one, you know, could be one of the top corners in the league, man. I think he has that ability. And like I said, thankfully, he's coming along a lot each and every week, man. He's getting more comfortable, and he's feeling himself and getting his swag, man. So I think those guys can be good.
And I'm guessing this Dolphins roster has been thinking about this second matchup with the Jets ever since the final whistle on the first matchup, right? Like you gotta correct something. You gotta correct past wrongs here on Sunday.
Yeah, we do. But I think every game in this league is a valuable and important game, man. But you know, playing the division opponent that we went up there and they beat us like they did, man. You know, I think we got to hone in and be tuned in a little bit more, you know, and try to go out and get this victory.
And defensively, man, playing great. You know, statistically, y'all are top 10 in pretty much every category. But I know being a player, playing on defense, you always criticize yourself more. What does your defense, I'll call it, Rashad, what does your defense need to do better?
I think we're doing a good job right now stopping the run, man. I think we got to limit some of these passing yards, man. For us in the back end, I think we got to get our hands on receivers a little bit more, slow them down, slow the timing down with the quarterback and the receivers and the tight end, you know, and let our front seven go do what they do best.
Defense is playing great. Crowder and I have talked about it. Any Dolphins fan realize defense is playing great. And I've asked Crowder this during the week. I'll ask you, though, is there ever any kind of conflict between offense and defense when one side of the ball is playing markedly better than the other side?
Not really, man. It's a team effort. You know, that's what makes the good teams. You know, when the offense not doing well, the defense got to raise their level of play, man. And when the defense not doing well, I think the offense got to raise their level of play and vice versa, you know. So it just piggybacking off each other, man. Once they're not doing well, that's when we got to step up and be, you know, be better. So I think it go hand in hand, man. It's a team effort.
Hey, man, does Matt Burke ask you as a vet, like, what calls you want to call, Rashad? Because you blitz more than I blitz as a linebacker. They send your ass in that backfield so much, I get jealous, man. Last week, I think you blitzed 2 out of the first 5 plays. Y'all sent pressure 4 out of the first 5. Do you have some input or just Matt Burke's an aggressive dude?
I mean, that's one of the things I'm good at, Crowder. So he kind of used that, you know, to our advantage. And, you know, he liked to send me sometimes. But, you know, it's all Coach Burke's call, you know what I mean? I'm just playing within the defense and making my plays when my numbers call.
So why ain't they blitz me more? Because it seemed like you were saying you're good at blitzing, so therefore I'm not good at blitzing. What you trying to say, Shaw?
I ain't saying that.
We've said it. We've all said it here. Rashad Jones, our Dolphins Friday, presented by Loop Back Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet, your Silverado headquarters on 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway in Coconut Creek, or online at coconutcreekchevy.com. Find new roads. Thank you for making time for us, Rashad. 2 in a row. Let's make it 3 in a row on Sunday.
Sounds good, man. Appreciate you guys for having me.
Yeah, man. And Shaw, man, stop setting the bar so high with our daughters, man. Your daughter's going on private jets. My daughter goes fishing on Saturdays, man. It's just, it's difference, man. You're setting the bar too high.
Nah, your daughter can go on a couple private jets too, man. I know you got it.
He's got it.
I got a little something, man. I hide it under my mattress like Gucci.
I left my kid at his math tutor last night and forgot about him. How about that? All right, Rashad Jones. Thank you, Rashad. Rashad Jones there. He's balled out last two games.
He got years now.
He got excited when you started talking about Fat Ray. What did he say? He knows he came into camp fat as bleep. Was that the actual line?
Oh, you know what? After talking to Rashad, I came to the conclusion I'm sure somebody else on the team calls him Fat Ray.
You're not the only one calling him Fat Ray.
It rolled off too easy for him. Oh no, he knows.
Again, I mentioned this earlier. If you're interested in playing like the Miami Dolphins at Hard Rock Stadium, join the Bud Light Flag Football League. Rec teams of all skill levels, ages 21 and up, play throughout Miami and Broward with the championship playoff at Hard Rock Stadium. Winners not only get bragging rights, but an after party stocked full of Bud Light. So sign up now at dolphins.com/Bud Light Flag Football. That is the beginning to a very loaded potato of a Friday. Steve Goldstein is scheduled to join us next. Now, Goldie, I think, because I texted him this morning, I think he thinks he's coming on to talk Panthers, because Panthers play tonight.
You're going to kill him about the orange.
I'm jumping in on Syracuse. I'm going to have this guy up against the ropes before he knows what hit. Although they're coming off a win against Clemson, so I guess I can't. Lucky win against Clemson. What did I call it? Lucky win against Clemson. All right, before we get to Goldie, you know one of my favorite spots, especially during football season, is Game Time in the Shops at Sunset Place in Miami. Game Time will quickly become one of your favorite places to watch football or hang out with friends or hang out with family and enjoy some great food and great games. Game Time, that place, I'm telling you, over 70 TVs throughout the restaurant, sports bar, and new spacious patio. Game Time has everything you want. They've got this massive mega arcade, which spans two stories. You could test your skills on some of the newest games like NFL 2-Minute Drill and Indy 500 and The Walking Dead. But then they've got the classics like air hockey and Papa Shot as well, which you know is my game, but I'm not gonna even start talking about it right now because you always like to throw hate at me. He becomes a player hater when I start talking about my skills at Papa Shot. But I remember being at Game Time with you, and I think I took it to you and Alex Dono whoever else. Were you there for that one, Falero, too?
Yeah, but I won that one.
I don't think you did. I took it to everyone at Game Time, which I always do. Now, just as impressive as my Papa Shot skills is Game Time's menu. You could try the half-pound Angus burger, which is recommended by Miami's Burger Beast. They've got incredible wings. They've got pizzas where they make the dough fresh daily. They've got delicious salads, nachos. You know what my favorite is? You know what my favorite appetizer is there?
Chicharrones.
And then you could try the new touchdown combo during Sunday football or Monday night football. You get a 16-inch pizza, 12 wings, family-style salad, and a pitcher of beer for only $39.99. And I've told you also, they have an amazing weekend brunch Saturdays and Sundays, 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. It is unbelievable. Do yourself a favor. Get to Game Time in the Shops at Sunset Place. Check out their website. It's GameTimePlayers.com. Watch it. Play it. Win it. It's Game Time.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
We're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, talk with Steve Goldstein. He'll be on the call tonight. Panthers host the Penguins at the BB&T Center. You can watch him on Fox Sports Florida, and he's joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. But more importantly, he is a Syracuse Orange, correct?
That is correct, and I do appreciate that that song very much. That's like when I was at Syracuse, that song came out.
Well, I'm disappointed that Eric Valero pandered to you. Like, I would have played something from Uncle Luke or something that represent maybe Rocky Like a Hurricane. Like, I don't think we need to be pandering to anyone in the Syracuse sports media.
Goldie's always been nice to me, so.
Understood.
You
but this
been
week,
nice to
this
me.
Week, man.
You're mean. That's the difference between you and Valero. You're mean. Valero wants to welcome the guests with open arms.
That is correct. No, well, here's the thing. And you know this. I know you're going to be honest about this because I don't think you're representative of all the Syracuse media. I think you're a little more pragmatic. But there is nothing more annoying on Twitter, especially down here in South Florida, when Syracuse does something good and every media member is talking about it like it's a Super Bowl.
Awful, and none of them could name the quarterback probably before Saturday or Friday at 7:30. So you're right.
Not saying that you shouldn't enjoy the victory over Clemson, right, but enjoy it, like put it in check a little bit because you know you're going to get your ass kicked tomorrow.
Well, you know, when they hung in there 2 weeks before against NC State and only lost by 9, I sent out a tweet, hey, entertaining game today. Nice job, Dino Babers, with his Twitter handle on it. Not one person saw it, noticed it, and all that. So then you get all the Johnny-come-latelys and You know, but that's the way, you know, that's the way it is in sports. You know, a team wins and everything. I've been a fan for 20 years. Yeah, but, you know, I never heard you mention the team. So it comes with the territory, and the fact that so many media members went to Syracuse, you know you're going to get it. So my advice to you is when they do something good, just stay off Twitter and you don't have to subject yourself.
Yeah, I guess so. But you will acknowledge, right, being a Syracuse Orange yourself, you will acknowledge they're going to get their ass kicked tomorrow at the Hard Rock Stadium.
You know, I will not acknowledge that, and here's why.
Interesting.
Because even though that win was so unexpected, underdog by 3 touchdowns, you know, they went, not that LSU is any good this year, but they went to LSU and they went to NC State, who are, you know, in the border of probably top 25 teams, and they actually were right there in those games. They were within 7 to 10 points the whole game. So it would not shock me if they come down and hang in there. Now, it would shock me if they win tomorrow. That would be a shocker, yes.
What about you, Crowder? Would it shock you if Syracuse hangs in? Because wouldn't there be that, yeah, to use the word hang again, wouldn't there be a little hangover maybe from a victory over Clemson that's unexpected? Like, you're not going to do that two weeks in a row, are you?
Professionals, I never put that into, like, they lost or they won on Sunday, so next Sunday's affected. I think they're professionals. I think with kids, the Syracuse, like Goldie just said, that Syracuse quarterback, the running back that balled out, now they're getting a little more attention in class. They're getting a free little hamburger at lunch. They might start feeling themselves.
The free little hamburger. I think that's code for something.
Oh, I knew all the girls at Chick-fil-A. That's what we called it, the hamburger. They don't even have beef. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I don't know where the burgers are. I haven't been to campus in a long time. When I was there late at night, there was the old Wimpy's wagon that served the late-night burgers. That was the big thing, Wimpy's.
Wimpy's, I'd gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. An excellent,
thank you.
Excellent old man's reference right there. You don't know, Falero, I'm guessing you don't know what Wimpy's or I'd gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
No, but I'm sure you're going to call me a wimp, so.
No, it's just an old, that's an old person's thing to know. I would imagine Crowder doesn't know.
No.
You don't know what that is.
That's called stealing.
Is that, yeah, what's that
take
from?
A burger and pay on Tuesday? That's stealing.
Is that Popeye? Was that the Popeye cartoon?
Well, Popeye had Wimpy. Yeah, Wimpy was the guy that served
it. Yeah. Wimpy at the hamburger place.
Olive oil. She was garbage.
Olive oil was garbage, and they fought over her.
Fought over
her. That I don't understand. What was Bluto thinking?
Oh,
a little skinny. I mean, Goldie. I mean, she had an eating disorder, I would imagine.
Well, you know, here's the other thing, Hockman. It's a cartoon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's right. So she was drawn skinny, is what you're saying.
Let me ask you a question. Here's a question. When Popeye movie came out, who played Olive Oil? I don't remember.
Shelley Duvall.
Was she bad?
Really?
Yeah, Shelley Duvall, because she looked like Olive Oil in real life. I remember when that happened. Shelley Duvall was the woman, Jack Nicholson's wife in The Shining as well. But Shelley Duvall looks exactly like Olive Oil.
Oh, yeah, she garbage.
Yeah. She's gone. She went crazy the last few. Like, she's gone crazy. Like,
I would too, looking like that.
Like Baker Act crazy. You're not that far off in the male version. I'm not.
And
I don't.
You can go to hell.
I'm thinking about starting to call you Olive Oil.
You've turned the Baker Act into a verb, Hawkins. Very good.
Baker Act.
I'm gonna Baker Act you. But it was Robin Williams that played Popeye, and it was Shelley Duvall that played Olive Oil. Who played Bluto?
Oh, boy.
Got it right here.
A big guy with a beard.
Paul L. Smith.
Oh, never heard of him.
Who?
Paul L. Smith.
Wasn't he a running back for the Seahawks?
It's a terrible movie, Popeye. Popeye was a Robin Williams flop. It was a terrible movie. Anyway, I don't know how I got off on this.
John L. Smith, by the way. John L. Smith.
I don't know how I got off on this this tangent. Steve Goldstein is with
wagon.
Us. The Wimpy Wagon. That was it. I'd gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. Right back into it again.
the last Syracuse note, so there was one of the pizza places on Marshall Street, which is the main street on campus, which now supposedly is like all chains. So there was a guy named Yash. Yash was Middle Eastern. Yash had his pizza place. Yash's Pizza. But it wasn't the cleanest place. So there'd be flies like buzzing around. So after a big basketball game, everybody would flood down to Marshall Street. And we kind of knew Yash because we became friendly with him. I don't know how. So we'd yell from the back when there's like 20 people deep. Yo, Yash, let me get a large. Hold the flies. and he gets so mad. You can't say that in front of everybody.
It's actually a funny wordplay there. Let me get a large hold the flies.
Yeah, hold the flies.
That's funny. All right, Goldie, let's. I wanted to make fun of Syracuse, but it doesn't seem like you're going to be rah-rah Syracuse guy, so I'll move on to the Panthers. I was trying to. Who's
I'm
the most?
I'm curious to see what happens tomorrow. How's that? I'm curious to see if they can do it 2 weeks in a row.
Who's the most annoying Syracuse media member?
Oh boy, they put me on the spot there. The most annoying.
Adam Beasley.
Annoying would be the wrong word for me. Beasley, probably ballpark. Cooperstein's up there. I think.
Oh yeah, Coop. Yeah.
We love him. Yeah, but you know.
Yeah, he's going to be Mr. New York guy now because he's got the New York gig and he went to Syracuse. Yeah, Coop. That's why Crowder ran him out.
Hey.
He'll have two seats on the 50 for that pinstripe bowl when they play for the Yankee Stadium coming up.
Actually, now that I think about it, didn't you run Goldstein off too?
No, Goldie got big on us and hit it.
I don't know if that's exactly what happened. Anyway, Steve Goldstein.
I don't recall.
Panthers tonight at the BB&T Center hosting the Penguins. They're off. They don't want to get off to a slow start again. So what happened in Philly this week?
Yeah, it was just, a real bad second period. I thought the first period they were good. I think, Hawk, a little frustration set in. They've been, and again, the game is played on the scoreboard, and everyone has a different opinion on the analytics and things like that, but they are trending really well as far as creating scoring chances and not allowing them 5-on-5, which is the key. Now, unfortunately, there's been a lot of special teams play early in the season in the league, cracked down on some of the rules, and they haven't been great at special teams. So in the first period in Philly, I mean, they dominated. The 12-3 were the 5-on-5 shots, and they just couldn't score a goal. And I think maybe a little bit of frustration crept in there. And then Philly got one, and then once they got the second, it was kind of that, wheels coming off a little bit. And I like how Bob Bugner put it. He used an analogy for baseball. You don't have to hit a home run every shift. A few singles are fine if you can't go deep and the long ball's not there. And what they try to do in that game is probably open it up a little bit too much. So they gave up the 4 goals in 15 minutes, and that was it. So it really was the one, game that you really didn't like. Otherwise, they were 2-2. They played, three or four of the best teams in the league, and right there in those games. So I like the way they're trending. They're getting tons of scoring chances. They lead the league in shots on goal. They've just got to make sure that those chances don't cost them defensively. I know that's something they worked on, and they talk quite a bit in practice about. So there's a real interesting game here tonight. Bugner likes to say good teams don't lose 2 in a row. Well, really good teams certainly don't lose 3 in a row. And they've got Pittsburgh in their own building, then Washington tomorrow. It's a big, 24 hours for them. And I expect them to play a really good game tonight.
Goldie, you're the third person to say it. We talked to Bugner about it. We talked to Red Deer about it. He was talking about 40 shots on goal, I think, in the preseason. They were averaging or just something crazy. But the biscuit got to get in the basket, man. How do you get shots on goal to goals on the damn scoreboard?
Well, I hate to say it. First of all, there is a puck luck thing involved. Hockey. I mean, that thing's bouncing around. So you've got to look, the 5-game sample. And they have scored. They're averaging over 4 goals a game. So they're scoring enough. They give it up too much is really the key. So if they keep going in the way they have been overall, they'll be okay. But if you keep trending and getting the scoring chances the way you're getting it, 5 games is a pretty small sample size. They haven't played the overtime. So really, it's only been 15 periods. They are averaging over a goal a period. So they're doing okay as far as it going in. But I think they'll score more and more opportune times. They haven't had a lead yet. They've allowed the first goal every game, despite having, probably in 3 or 4 of the 5 games, the great chances the first 5 or 10 minutes of the game. So, they are actually going in enough overall, not the last game, but overall, but they've got to clamp it down defensively.
And how do they do that? That's what I was going to say. With the 3 losses, there were 14 goals scored in those 3 losses against the Panthers. How do you slow that down? Because we were told, let me know if I'm wrong, Goldie, that Luongo and Reimer, they're two of the best in the league.
I would say this, Crowder, they've been good. I hate to use the word fine because it's like a negative word. They've been good. They haven't been great. The game in Philly, Giroux gets free. It's a breakaway, okay? There's no score. It's a breakaway. But, you could stop the breakaway. Giroux scored the goal. So, in my opinion, those guys have been good. They haven't been great. Reimer was very good probably in the Pittsburgh game, and Luongo was very good in the St. Louis game that they won. But, those forwards, they need to not you know, probably gamble quite as much in getting those shots and crashing, you know, down low into the zone to not allow the Penguins, especially tonight, to come back in transition. You know, the Panthers are trying to play the way the Penguins play. You know, be opportunistic. Hey, if you're going to push it too hard, it's almost like if you throw the ball 60 times a game, you know, in the NFL. Eventually, that DB is going to jump the route. He knows it's coming. So sometimes you got to just run a little bit to keep them honest. Same thing, that's what Bubner wants to see. Hey, sometimes just get the puck deep, you know, forecheck, keep that puck down in their zone a little bit, even if it's along the boards and it's not a prime scoring chance. So that's what I would say overall, maybe not gamble quite as much.
Steve Goldstein, watch him tonight on Fox Sports Florida, or head on out to the BB&T Center, watch some Panthers hockey. Penguins are in town, puck drop 7:30. Tomorrow night they'll be in Washington, so Goldie, you got a quick turnaround after the game tonight, I guess. What else can be said, Goldie? Go Canes, right?
Well, you know, look, either way, I'm okay on that game. I root for the Hurricanes. I want to see them do well, and obviously they got this big season going on, but you know, the Syracuse upset would really be magical for them to do it back-to-back week. So I'm going to enjoy, hey, I'm going to be in Washington. I'm going to enjoy watching that game. And I'm in the minority, I know. I expect it to be a pretty close game. I do.
A close game. The guy's, yep. The guy's expecting a close game. Anywho, you Syracuse guys, I just want to pat you on the head. Thank you, Goldie.
Yeah. All right, Dabo Sweeney. We'll see you, buddy.
All right, Steve Goldstein there, Fox Sports Florida, Panthers play-by-play man. Again, Panthers hockey, you can hear it tonight on this radio station as well. In fact, I think I have an official liner that I can read for that. Hold on a second here, Crowder.
Not on your paper.
Florida Panthers host the defending champion Penguins tonight at 7:30. Listen to the game right here on WQAM. Tomorrow, they hit the road to play Washington, 7:30. You can listen to that game on AM 880. 99.9 FM HD2 and online at WQAM.com. So Panthers hockey tonight, 560 WQAM. Tomorrow night, 880 AM or 99.9 FM HD2.
Man, I was at Frankie's last night.
Yes, you were.
Oh, man, that food is so good. I had wings. I had some hot wings I started with. Then I went to honey. Then I went to barbecue. I just had them all. They're delicious.
It was a great game to be watching, too.
It was a good game. We had the game. We had Frankie's. It is beautiful, guys. Frankie's Sports Bar. From our farm to your fork. What does that mean? That delicious food I was just talking about. I love it. The wings, the burgers, the steaks, the pizza, the pasta. The same delicious food you love. It's going to be better than other places you go, but the kicker is that all the meat at Frankie's comes from their own Adena Farms in Ocala. No hormones in their animals, no antibiotics, none of that crazy stuff you hear about on TV. They feed their animals delicious food so we can have delicious food. Frankie's knows what they're doing. A rotating seasonal beer on tap. The beers are amazing. I had a couple last night. What is a couple, too? It was more than a couple.
I had a feeling it was more than a couple.
Craft cocktail menu is great. The food, the drinks are awesome, but also a lot of fun. Place live bets on horses right there at your table Saturday and Sunday. We were out there last night betting on the little horses that were running somewhere else in the United States. We could still bet right there at Frankie's. It was great. Happy hour weekdays from 5 to 7. The game, the race, the playoffs, the big fight, go to Frankie's. We were watching that awesome game last night on the largest big screen in South Florida, the 180-inch video wall. And they have another 38 HD TVs everywhere. You can't sit down at Frankie's and not see 12 TVs, and you can't miss that 180-inch video wall. The only place to watch all your UFC fights with no cover, the watch parties, all the big events, Kentucky Derby, Preakness, Belmont, you got to go to Frankie's. Monday and Tuesdays, kids eat for free, and right next door is the Adena Grill, upscale dining. One of my wife's favorite date night spots, delicious food with a great ambiance, beautiful space, and they have 7,000 bottles of wine, 300 labels. If you like wine, go to Adena Grill. You'll thank me for that. For an event, to show your boss a good time, to impress your lady, to impress your dude, go to Adena Grill. Frankie's and Adena Grill are both located 900 Silk Run, south side of Gulfstream Park. For reservations, call 954-464-2333. That's 954-464-2333. Frankie's Sports Bar, from our farm to your fork.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Going hard on a Friday.
I like this. I grew up on this song.
Yeah. This was the second, though. This was the second NWA album, if I remember correctly.
I think so. It was a little later on. I didn't have
this was not on Straight Outta Compton.
No, I didn't have to sneak and listen to this one. I was allowed to.
You were big enough already?
Yeah, Straight Outta Compton, you had to sneak around.
Ira Winderman, who's going to join us at 4 o'clock today, he has tweeted out, Hassan Whiteside will be out Saturday due to a bruised knee. So that's a bummer for Heat fans that are going to the home opener on Saturday. Hassan Whiteside out with a bruised knee. Iris says there will be a new lineup. Expect Olynyk at center, possibly with James Johnson or Justice Winslow. And Ira also tweets that Spoelstra said Whiteside will be day-to-day going forward. So we'll talk with Ira at 4 o'clock, but that is not good news for Heat fans.
Well, this early in the year to see what happens with him off the court.
It just you can't see what happens with him off the court.
You
he's your $98 million guy.
They're going to be able to run.
He's got to be on the court.
They're going to be able to run. They don't have to wait for him to
lumber. Who's running?
Deion
Waiters with his bad ankle?
Deion's running. James Johnson,
well, Deion,
running.
Don't run too hard because your ankle's all busted up. Jamie Eisenberg joins us in the next segment. He joins us every Friday at 3 o'clock. He answers your fantasy football questions. This is always a loaded phone line for Jamie Eisenberg. So if you have a fantasy football question that you want answered, line it up right now. 305-567-0560 or 954-567-0560. Jamie Eisenberg, the fantasy football expert from CBSSports.com, is going to join us in the next segment. So line it up now. Now, I want to talk about one of my favorite places, which is Duffy's Sports Grill. My wife and my friends, my kid and his friends, they know that if we're going somewhere to watch a game or grab a great meal, I'm always going to suggest Duffy's. At Duffy's Sports Grill, their game is always on. It's the place for sports action. No better place to watch football than Duffy's. And this season, you can enjoy 5 for $10 buckets of 16-ounce Miller Lite and Coors Light 16-ounce aluminum bottles available all day, every day, all season long. Now, Monday and Thursdays, from kickoff till close, all-you-can-eat boneless wings, all white meat, fresh chicken, breaded to order, and tossed in one of 10 signature sauces for just $9.95. That's every Monday and Thursday at all Duffy's locations. Now, Wednesdays, kids eat free at Duffy's. Thursdays is also the barbecue rib fix. There's something special every day of the week at Duffy's. Their menu, everything on it will make your mouth water, from the burgers to the wings to the nachos to the salads to the desserts. The list goes on and on. You'll definitely find a Duffy's near you. They've got them in Kendall, Weston, Coconut Grove, Boynton Beach, Green Acres, North Palm Beach, North Miami Beach, Deerfield Plantation, Boca Del Rey, West Palm, Jupiter, and others. If you want to find the closest Duffy's to you, check out their website, duffysmvp.com.
This podcast is presented by David Lowen Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.